Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Hey out there, thinkbigradio.com listeners, Big here, your host tonight. I've got a dynamite woman on the line, Lakeisha Reed Curtis. She's also going to be addressing our Women Wealth Challenge listeners as well about what she does empowering women. Lakeisha, are you there?
Yes.
Great, great. Before we get started, we'd like for you to make sure that you share with everyone your contact information. How can they get in touch with you?
All right. Well, you can visit my website at www.dreamchaseherbs, and that's chaseherbs.com, or you can email me at info@dreamchaseherbs.com, and that's chaseherbs. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook as dream_chaseherbs.
Okay, great. Now, before we like really move into the interview and talk about all of the different things that you do, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, where you're at, things of that sort, so our listeners, you know, get a feel for you.
All right. Well, I'm from Danville, Virginia, but I currently reside in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I've been there for the past 6 years. I've been a registered nurse for 14 years. I have a school in Danville, Virginia, which is my hometown, and my school consists of CNA training, CPR, phlebotomy, medical office assistant, medical assistant, and we're in the process of getting a practical nursing program as we speak. And I also just started a women's empowerment group called Dream Chase Hers, where we just empower women, you know, empower women to just go out and chase their dreams. We have a couple of events a year. We take a retreat. We're going to DR in October. So just a bunch of women getting together, setting goals and crushing them.
Okay. Now, it seems like you have a lot that you're doing, especially with the school down there in Virginia. How did you even find time to, you know, do these other things?
Well, the goal of being an entrepreneur is to start a business, you know, hire staff to run your business so you can start something else. And so that's exactly what I did. I started Medical Solutions 6 years ago, and now I'm in a position where I have staff that, you know, they help me out because nothing great is ever done alone. And so I wanted to give back to women who also had goals and dreams that they want to accomplish, because I didn't have that when I started. No one helped me. And, you know, you are only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And so I wanted to surround myself with positive people and so we can do some positive things. And, you know, this is fun for me, just to see women come together and becoming bosses.
All right. Now, it appears that you have an event also that's coming up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your event?
Okay, so on August the 12th, I have an event in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm at Blackstone at the Epic Center, and it's a book launch. It's me along with 9 other nurses who turn entrepreneurs, and we collaborated on this book to let nurses know that they can become entrepreneurs, you know, giving a little background about ourselves and how we started this business. And these women I met from all over, I actually met them over the internet. I never met these women personally. So, you know, it amazes me that we did something so big collectively together. And we'll be meeting each other for the first time on Saturday. Well, I've actually met 2, but I just recently met them. I didn't know them before we started this project. So we'll be meeting each other for the first time Saturday as a group, and it's called Business Books and Brunch. And so we'll do the book launch. We have a wonderful guest keynote speaker, Kay Renee, who is an expert at what she does. She helps, you know, small businesses run like corporations, encourages you to, you know, stop your full-time job in order to pursue your dreams full-time. And so she'll be there doing the keynote speaking on being a holistic boss. And that goes with, you know, a nurse, because we always practice holistic care. And so she'll be there, and then we'll have brunch. So that's what we're doing August 12th at 12 p.m. at Blackfin.
What was the idea behind this? I mean, a lot of times we have, you know, guests come on and, you know, they kind of just share with us something that they have. But what was it about you that, you know, caused you to do this? What type of passion came from you for this?
From this? Well, honestly, I did a book that released in April with 12 other women on being a mom and an entrepreneur. And
okay.
So when I collaborated on this, I said, well, let me see if, you know, if I could spearhead this. And so it was just something that I wanted to see if I could do it, could I pull this group of women together to take on this big feat? And I asked these women. So it was just a matter of just having a goal and not stopping until I had it, you know, until I accomplished
okay.
it. It was a lot of nurses that have businesses, and I just wanted us to get together and show other nurses that they too can start their own business.
Okay. So if to share with our listeners the biggest advice or quality that helped you the most, would it be the tenacity of not giving up and just looking for to make something happen for the people around in your, you know, your particular field? What are some of those things?
Well, the things that keep me going is first and foremost is God. You know, no good thing is ever withheld. So, you know, whatever it is that I, you know, put my heart and desire to, as long as I pray to him and it's in goodwill, I know that it will happen. And so I never give up, you know, never been afraid, and never been afraid to ask. A lot of entrepreneurs are afraid to ask, have a lot of pride, you know, wanting to feel like, you know, you're the top dog, and you can never lose that hustle, getting your hands dirty, putting your hand in the mud to make your dreams come true. And the minute you lose your hustle, or the minute you think that you made it to the top and you can't, you know, get back down to the nitty-gritty, I think that that's where a lot of people go wrong. You know, I'm never afraid to ask. I'm never afraid to get dirty. My goal is to accomplish my goal, and I'll do whatever it is, as long as it's not anything unethical, then I hope.
Yeah, I like how you, you know, actually talked about, you know, the ethics in what you do, because so many entrepreneurs look for different things and different ways to cut corners, and it might cause them to do things that's not above par. And so being the expert, and that's one of the things that we always try to push forward to, you know, anybody that we're instructing or that we're teaching, is that, you know, you have to be ethical, because even though sometimes it may seem like it's taking longer, or it possibly may seem that other people who are doing things that's questionable are getting in front of you, you know, it always works better, especially for who you are as a person, and you can sleep well at night. Now, you also
being
mentioned
able to
that
sleep
you were
well.
that's definitely being able to sleep well. Now, are you developing entrepreneurship in your children as well?
Yes. My daughter was only 10 months. So my son, he's 10. And so I show him, you know, different ways, you know, that how I make money quickly. Like I used to sell scrubs, uniforms. That was my first business. And I still have some at the school. And just a couple of weeks ago, I had scrubs in my trunk to take to a local nursing home. And it made me laugh because I said, well, Keisha, you know, you still have that hustle in you. You don't mind putting stuff in your trunk. You know, you have it, which is a good thing. And I showed them, like, you know, I made this amount of money in 30 minutes. You know, I tell my son Keyshawn that, and you could never, you know, you make this amount of money in 30 minutes, and some people make work a whole day for this. And so he will sell, like, his old sneakers and, you know, get money for that. And so if you ask him today what he's going to be when he grows up, he tells you a CEO. He doesn't know what kind, but if you ask him today, Keyshawn, what do you want to be when you grow up? He's going to tell you a CEO. Like, that's what he's going to tell you. And so I try to let him know that if you want to, you know, live well, and you have to work for yourself or have some type of side hustle. I mean, it's just the way it has to be in this day and time.
Yeah, and that's good, because a lot of times the, you know, the children, they watch what we do. And so that's why it's important to, you know, not only tell them things, but have them see you and have them go with you and learn, you know, proper ways to handle business, because it's really different from what you'll learn in, as far as in regular school. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your site. How did you come up with that name? I really like the name because when I first, of course, looked at it, I thought it was Dream Chasers. But then I saw how you had that play with words where it's really Dream Chase Hers.
Hers, right.
How did that come to you?
It's funny that you say a play with words. Honestly, my husband helped me a lot when it comes with the play of words. He's very good at words. And I was like, oh, my God, I need a name. And we were saying different things, dream catchers and just different things, a couple of names. And he was like, Dream Chasers. And I was like, oh, Dream Chase Hers, like hers. And so my husband helps me a lot when it comes to that flash stuff, you know. I'm not very creative. If you tell me and if I like it, it's good. My husband helps me out a lot with that creativity part of my business. And so he helped me come up with that name. He's very good with wordplay. So my husband.
And you know, and one of the things too about the site, guys, because we have a couple of listeners listening on, is I love how your particular page, I believe this is the About Me page, you have a quote, what's your dream? The most wonderful thing in the world is somebody who knows who they are and knows where they're going and knows what they're created to do, by T.D. Jakes. Now, was that part of also your husband, or was that something that
yeah, we were just Dream Chase Hers, but if you listen to that quote, that's almost like peace and freedom. You know where you are, you know where you want to go, you don't have to have anybody telling you which way to turn. That people try to take you off your path, you don't listen to it because you know where you're going. And a lot of times people don't achieve their goals or dreams because they're listening to outside people who've never done it, who don't even want to do it, but they can tell you how to do it, which way you should turn, and they haven't did anything. And so that piece of freedom and that quote saying, if you know where you're going, you know, you may not know how you're going to get there. You know, a lot of times we don't know how we're going to get to where we're going. We just go. You know what I mean? You don't know how you're going to get there. You just go. But the sense of peace is like, I know I'm going to go. I know I'm going to achieve this dream. I mean, that's just a sense of peace that only God could give you, you know? That's just no better way to explain it.
And, you know, and that's really, you know, what I believe to be spoken from a true educator about knowing where to go. Is that part of some of the reasons why you started your school, because you just saw that need?
Yes. In my hometown, let me tell you, I moved to Charlotte when my son was 20 months with no family. I just had a job. I didn't have any money, but I had a job lined up, you know, so I knew I was going to get a paycheck in 2 weeks. I did know that.
Right.
But I worked there for 2 years, and I always – Charlotte was a city that – kind of opened me up to entrepreneurship, go out, and it seemed as though nobody worked. I mean, it was just a live city, you know, Tuesdays through Thursdays, like nobody worked, but they were entrepreneurs. And so I used to tell my girlfriend, I'm going to open a business one day. I never knew what it was going to be, you know, but I knew that I was going to open a business. And so I had the idea to do the scrubs. And one day a lady came in dressed up really nice at my job, and honestly, I thought she was coming to take my job. I was like, why is this lady here? You know, she's looking nice. She's talking to my boss. Like, why is she here? Like,
she had that one. Like, whatever
like,
she
why,
wanted, she was
yeah, like,
get,
why
huh?
is she talking to my boss? Yes. Like, what does she want? And so they said, oh, no, she owns a school, and she's coming to see if she can do, you know, complete her clinicals here for her students. And I was like, wow. You know, I always wanted to do education in nursing, but I never, ever thought of opening my own school. And that's just the truth. And when I saw her, she opened my mind to doing it. I did some research. And it's funny because when I first became a nurse and got accepted, I remember telling my grandmother, maybe one day I might open a school. It was a joke, I promise you. Like,
you said
school,
it was
like,
a
it was
joke, huh?
Literally
you
a joke, yes.
You just threw something out there to entertain your grandmother.
Yes, just to entertain my grandmother. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I was 21. Like, I wasn't 19. It was a joke. You understand? But look what happened. And so I believe whatever you put in the atmosphere, as long as it's good, and according to God's will, it will happen. And I don't deter from that. I believe it to be true. I know it to be true. It's not myth. It's not fiction. It's fact. It's fact.
Wow. That is
that's
so true. And is your grandmother? She's still here?
No,
she
passed away 10 years ago, but she did see me become a nurse. Like she saw me become an RN, but she didn't see the school opening. And but you know, it's all because of her that I am a nurse. Again, my cousin had a nosebleed. I was a little girl. I can't remember how old I was. Maybe 12. My little cousin was. Maybe 6, he had a nosebleed, and I stopped the nosebleed. You know your grandma. And the little thing you do, girl, you should be a nurse. And she spoke that over my whole life, you know, from that time. And I just did it, and I ended up loving it. So my grandmother spoke that in the atmosphere for me. You understand? So it's just crazy how life happens, how getting into the atmosphere and how they come true as long as it's good. So.
Wow, and I love the way that you know, you talk about those kind of things because the power of your speech is just, it's, you know, it's amazing. And I hate when I hear people say things like, you know, like, I can't do it or I'll never be good at that. And I'm just like, as long
Please.
As you keep saying that, you're blocking your blessings or blocking people that can actually help you get over those.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, what we're going to do now, we're going to stop for a little commercial break, as well as when we come right back from this commercial, Lakeisha, please share once again how we can get in touch with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so a friend of mine turned me on to Soul to Go Catering. You heard what I said? Soul to Go Catering. And you know what? It is off the chain. I'm talking about soul food delivery service that delivers to your home or business all over Mecklenburg County with only a 2-plate minimum. Advanced orders are definitely recommended, but same-day orders are available if they're placed by 9:30 a.m. Deliveries are made between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Soul to Go Catering offers curry oxtail like you've never tasted. Grilled or fried pork chops, honey barbecue ribs, chicken and waffles, baked macaroni and cheese, and baked candied yams. Just a melt in your mouth. Do you like fried fish, crab leg trays, grilled pineapple shrimp kebab, and to satisfy that sweet craving, banana pudding cookie parfait and sweet potato soup. And I can't forget this signature beverage, sugar honey iced tea and fruit punch. Pick up the phone anytime, Tuesday through Friday, and call Soul to Go Catering.
All right, everybody, that's Soul to Go Catering, 704-626-9439. Another one of those Charlotte entrepreneurs. Okay, Lakeisha, can you please get out your contact information for us, let everybody know how to reach you, your websites, and everything you want to share?
All right, my website address is www.dreamchasehers.com, and that's C-H-A-S-H-E-R-S. And my email is info@dreamchasehers.com. And again, that's C-H-A-S-H-E-R-S. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook as dream_chasehers.
Okay. So let's talk again about that event, because it's just so excited. I'm so excited about it. And then just to see, you know, all of those entrepreneurs on your flyer and everything. Can you give them any links to get the tickets and the dates, addresses, anything, or, you know, how to find out more about that event you got?
Yes. So the link to purchase the tickets is bit.ly, so that's bit.ly/2R54DAO. And it's case sensitive, so it's bit.ly, bit.ly/2R54DAO. And the event is August 12th at 12 p.m. at Black, and tickets go off sale August 10th. We only have 13 tickets remaining. So if you want to come, yeah, now it's time to purchase a ticket.
Now, every now and then we have people who've been on the line and they've been listening for, you know, an extended amount of time. So for those listening, there's two ways we do this. One, if you have a question or like to make a comment, you'll just hit 1 and the pound sign, your hand will raise. Sometimes, of course, with our different cell phones, just doesn't work. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to ask you guys, I'm going to read off the area code and the first three numbers. If you do have a question or comment when I bring you on, just basically state your name, where you're from, your question or comment. So the first one is area code 804-252. 804-252. You're on the air live. If you got a question or comment, please, your name and where you're from. Okay, that person decided they were too afraid to do anything and hung up on us. So I've got another number. Now listen, don't hang up if you don't have anything to say. I'm going to move on. So the next number is 770-719. 770-719. If you have a comment, if you have a question, just state your name, where you're from, and make that comment or question. You're on the air.
My name is Colleen Blackwell, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. So first, I would like to say that this has been very inspirational, and there are lots of women that are interested in nursing. Of course, I was too at one time, but now I have since retired. But after hearing you and everything that you're doing, you have given me inspiration to want to go back into nursing.
Oh! That's good. I want to retire. We can switch.
But also, now that I have your information, if you could just put it out to us once again, your email address, because I do have other questions that I would like to ask, but these are a little more personal. So if you could give us your email address once again, I would really, really appreciate that. And thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
It's
info
at dreamchasehers. So that's dreamchasehers.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And we do appreciate you for listening in on thinkbigradio.com and asking a question. Hopefully, Lakeisha will be able to assist you and answer any questions you have for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, looks like the 804 number came back again, but I'm not going to see it. And as soon as I said it, they hung up. They'll be back. But okay, so Lakeisha, just tell us something that most people don't know about you that's kind of kooky. You know, something that, you know, is just like, oh, my God, only the closest friends or, you know, nobody really knows that you like.
You know, it's so funny. I had to do like a bio, and they asked me the same question. And I didn't have anything. I was like, what's fun about me? What's like, I know I'm a fun person. Like, I'm very talkative. I like to joke.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know, like, anything that nobody knows because I'm kind of open. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. And I was thinking really hard. And I was like, is that a bad thing? Like, you know, what do you like to do? I don't know. I don't have anything.
Okay.
I try really hard to think.
You say you try
something.
You say
I do, like
enough.
Something that I could just be like, oh my God, nobody knew that about me. I don't know. I don't have anything.
So now, if you had 5 minutes to give the key to business success, what step by step method would you share with our listeners?
Well, the first thing I would say is do it afraid. That's the first thing. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're not going to know, you know, everything. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Don't think that you're going to get rich overnight. It takes time, you know. You're going to have days where business is booming and days where business is slow. But keep going. Dream. And like I said, any good thing God won't withhold from you, you know. So I would say keep. You know, just keep going. Another thing that I would say is always have you an accountant and then a lawyer in the beginning. A lot of people didn't tell me that, you know, we're living in a day and time of social media, so trademarking things, you know, is very important. And I think as long as you have those things in order, work your business, hire staff, you know, delegate tasks. Everybody can't do it like you and they won't do it like you, but and nothing great is ever done alone. So if you think that you can do your business by yourself, you're thinking very, very small. So you have to get a team around you, unless you just, you know, unless you want to play it small. You have to have a team. And that's my tidbit because, like, you know, if it's your dream, it's going to come to pass. So just keep going, keep working. Never give up.
Okay, is there anything that you would like to cover that we may have not touched upon?
Well, we touched upon the book. I have a book release August 12th. It's called Always on Duty with 10 nurse entrepreneurs, nurses who turn entrepreneurs. And I also have another book called Just a Girl Who Decided to Chase Hers, and that's a book collaboration with 13 women who are moms and entrepreneurs. And so just look out for our future events. Look out for me. I don't know where I'm going or what's going to happen, but I'm just trying to make it to the top. So just watch the journey.
Okay, great, great. All right, so, you know, about this time, we're going to be wrapping up the interview. We just wanted to get everybody a little tidbit of what you do. Of course, you guys will be able to follow her on the website, www.chasehers.com.
Dreamchasers.com.
That's Dream, D-R-E-A-M, Chasers, C-H-A-S-H-E-R-S.com. And so, Lakeisha, who would you like to thank?
First, we're going to thank God. Without Him, nothing is ever possible. I want to thank my family, my mom for being my backbone with my children, my aunts and all of my cousins. I want to thank my husband for just supporting me and helping me throughout my journey. I'm one of those 9 women who was on that cover with me for saying yes to just doing that book with me. Who else? My staff at Medical Solutions, my coworkers, my colleagues at Medical Solutions for just having my back, making sure that my running my business like it's theirs, helping me throughout my way. Who else I want to thank? I want to thank Lanice Williams. She was the lady that introduced me to my first book, for just a girl who decided to chase hers. And so, you know, it's amazing when you get around different people, different ideas come to you. And so I want to thank her for introducing that aspect of my life of becoming an author and, you know, putting that spirit in me to help other women become an author, because some of these women, it was their first time as well. And so I just want to thank the city of Danville, all my dream chasers, and just anybody who's ever supported me, bought a book, took a class, the Students in Medical Solutions, you know, because if they don't come and can take a class, then we have no school. So that's who I like to say.
Okay, and we here at ThinkBigRadio.com would like to thank you, Lakeisha Reed Curtis, for finding the time to give back, empowering through your business, as well as taking time to, you know, come on our show, tell our listeners a little bit about you. And hopefully, you know, in the future, you'll be able to come back on or, you know, we partner with something.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, you know how it is. Once you've been on ThinkBigRadio.com, you start to do bigger things and you become a part of our
network.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. So it was a pleasure talking to you. We're going to end the show right now with, of course, our outro. And for all you big thinkers out there, see you next week.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.